people like you,
you ever take a
make
breath?
Me sick. You called me low white trash. You don't know
Did
me,
I make a
Bubba.
Mistake?
Listen, I wouldn't Phyllis, say anything Phyllis, about Phyllis. You, you punk. As far as Phyllis goes, she's got more class in her baby finger than you've got in your whole family. You yokum.
It's been a long time overdue, but we got Paul Feinbaum on the phone. Of course, you know him from the afternoons here on WTLS. Good morning, Paul. Appreciate you being on with us today.
Well, Michael, my pleasure. I appreciate you inviting me.
Well, we are loving the show. I'll go in and do a little kiss-up section right now, I guess. The people down here really are just enjoy the program immensely, and each and every weekday afternoon they make it a staple. And we're glad you're adding another hour. I got to ask, how are you going to do it? That's a long show, 5 hours each afternoon.
Well, that's a good question, but, you know, you being in radio, you know how executives are. They figure they could, squeeze 23 more hours out of me, they would. I'm not sure. We're not 100% sure what we're going to do. For a lot of reasons which have been explained in the media, we pushed the show up an hour. I think the final hour is still somewhat under discussion, Michael. We get a lot of people complain. They listen late in the show. They don't hear anything that happens in the beginning. So we may try to gear it a little more towards replaying some of the better interviews. I don't think I agree with some of the critics already that 5 hours of some of the nutcases who call our show might be too much.
Yeah, there are some interesting cases that call in every day, but we kind of like to listen to them each day. We did a quick poll of the least favorite and the favorite regulars of callers that call into your show. The least favorite, obviously, number one, you know this one, Shane, although I like Shane. The favorite caller was Mildred, and whatever happened to that lady, do you know?
Well, Mildred is someone we encourage not to call anymore.
Was that a stunt? Was that somebody you knew that was pulling that off, possibly?
Truthfully, Michael, I did not know at the time, but it turned out to be someone I knew, and we kind of encouraged the person, who, by the way, is a guy.
Yeah, obvious.
Not to call anymore. My least favorite is that nutbag from Montgomery.
Hi, man. It's obvious you can't stand
somebody
him.
Somebody just needs
his real name
his
is Rusty.
Jacket and take him away.
Yeah, his name is Rusty. He goes by, man. I don't know why I use that.
Iron Man.
Here's our favorite call of all time. I'll let you listen to this, and we'll let you go.
Sure.
Tell you what you do. You kiss my...
How about that one? Coach Norman, I think, was his name.
Butch Norman. I wish, if you guys know Butch, tell him to come on back. Yeah. I mean, we really kind of... That has to be the funniest moment in the history of the show.
If I'm ever down Luverne Way, I'll get him on there.
I passed through there a couple of weeks ago on to Destin. Let me tell you, I did not stop.
Good thing.
Hello, everybody. I'm Paul Feinbaum. Here are the Feinbaum Network afternoons from 2 until 7 right here on 1300 WTLS.